For Czerny, time is the framework that binds the notes, the rhythms, the sounds of the music he writes. Time is also a hobby.
Soon before either, but got it going. The first vintage watch I ever got was my father's Omega Seamaster from the early 50s, that's it. And it's a very beautiful watch. It still works perfectly.
He is absolutely nuts for watches. He buys magazines. He goes and looks at them.
These are all mechanical, you know. These are not quartz. They didn't have quartz watches in those days.
As an obsession for a composer, I mean, what could be more appropriate?
Sean Ferguson is a friend and colleague at McGill University.
It's an art that takes place in time, and this fascination with time is central to his music.
There's a connection there, the most obvious being a piece called Die Klinge der Zeit, which means the sound of time or something like that, which actually does have a connection with a certain kind of clock called a minute repeater. At certain points in the piece, the instruments actually sound the time in hours, minutes, and hours, quarters, and minutes.
A lot of the intricacy of his music, the way that the very small parts are interlocking in certain ways, I mean, I think it's no question that his fascination with watches stems from the same fascination with very, very small things, all of which work together to create this whole. And of course, then you slap a case on it, and the workmanship is all inside. Nobody can see it.
Nobody has to know. It's completely woven into the fabric of the piece, so that if you don't know, it doesn't make any difference. And that's exactly what I want.
Listeners to Czerny's music might be forgiven if they miss some of its intricacies. They might also not immediately pick up on another Czerny trademark, a fondness for musical quotation. He says it's a way of honoring the music he's taught over the decades. It could be Schubert, Mahler, or Czerny himself. Sean Ferguson.
His quotations, rather than take you out of the music, draw you further into the music in a very, very special, strange way. I don't know how he does it, frankly.
I'm not saying it's a game, but in many ways, maybe it is part of the creative game, you know, that enriches whatever I'm doing. I mean, if you know those pieces, you know, you would hear these. They're very brief little references. It's a kind of collage. You know, that's what it is. That, I guess, does certainly have to do with memory.
We could talk about sort of a cultural memory that we say, okay, I know that I belong to this culture because I have these memories. But I think that the memories that we get from Brian's quotations are, I know that I'm a human being because I have these memories. I have that they're somehow quotations that when we hear them, they're internalized rather than externalized. You're into this world that he creates, and then somehow hearing Schubert doesn't make you say, oh my God, that's Schubert. It makes you say, oh my God, that's horrible. Or horrible in the sense of, you know, it's heartbreaking.